We're back to our daily coverage of explaining international events today. It starts with an American leader's visit to a place that's still technically at war. No peace treaty has ever been signed on the Korean Peninsula, though an armistice formally stopped the fighting in the conflict in 1953. The U.S. fought in the war. It's now an ally of South Korea. Yesterday, U.S. Vice President Mike Pence visited the demilitarized zone, the DMZ, the borderline that divides North and South Korea. Standing less than 100 feet from North Korean soldiers, the vice president said the Trump administration would have a different approach to North Korea than previous administrations did.
We're going to abandon the failed policy of strategic patience, but we're going to redouble our efforts to bring diplomatic and economic pressure to bear on North Korea. Our hope is that we can resolve this issue peaceably.
To do that, the U.S. is relying heavily on North Korea's main ally, China, to pressure North Korea to give up its controversial nuclear program. But so far, the North has indicated it won't. And though it tried to test out a missile on Sunday, the weapon apparently blew up right after it launched. U.S. officials don't think it was a long-range missile that could reach other continents. But South Korea has said that if the North tests one of those or tests a nuclear weapon again, the North would receive a powerful punishment.